He's really jacked up on coffee. Again, here's Steve.
Welcome to it as we continue now the conversation. You know, I've wondered for some time, you know, getting a subpoena from Congress, routinely blown off during the Obama administration. The president says he's going to fight every single subpoena coming from Congress now when it comes to looking at his finances or trying to get everybody in his administration to you know, dredge up some sort of dirt on him. He says, I'm not going to be part of that. Joining me now, Dr. William Murphy, president of Good Government Now. He's led a growing campaign among lawmakers from his Capitol Hill and Rhode Island offices to restore inherent contempt enforcement. And if it succeeds, it would likely enable Congress to reclaim its long-lost ability to enforce subpoenas of executive branch officials. Dr. Murphy, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you very much, Steve. It's great to be with you.
So, you know, really, a lot of these subpoenas, I mean, hell, you know, Lois Lerner, other people, they wouldn't even show up. They didn't even bother. You get subpoenaed, yes, so what? They didn't show up. Same thing, you know, I've seen one person not show up for a subpoena here just recently in this administration, but, you know, there's no downside. You say, I'm not going. How is that?
You hit the nail on the head. The problem is Congress has lost the capacity to impose a significant personal punishment that's adequate to motivate an uncooperative witness to comply with the subpoena. You asked how it came about. Well, it started really in the early 1980s when the Reagan administration came in. They wanted to expand executive privilege, and they started to do that by challenging the validity of the criminal contempt statute. The EPA administrator at the time was held in contempt by the House, and that statute basically says that if Congress holds someone in contempt, the speaker certifies this and sends it to the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, who's supposed to present it to a grand jury. The Reagan administration basically moved to stop the speaker from doing so. The judge didn't allow that. So the Reagan administration lost that case badly. They still believed that applying criminal or inherent contempt against an executive branch official was unconstitutional. They, in 1984 and 1986, elaborated two memoranda justifying this argument, and that kind of lay dormant for about almost 25 years. Then in 2007, the George W. Bush administration adopted those positions as formal policy. And then you may remember in 2008, there was a controversy over the firing of 9 U.S. attorneys. That occurred in 2006.
Right.
Congress held the White House chief of staff and general counsel or White House counsel in contempt. The president asserted executive privilege and instructed them not to comply with the subpoenas. And this is where Congress really made the bad detour. In times past,
well, you know, and I look at some of these cases, you know, Doctor, I look at some of these cases like Eric Holder. He was held in contempt, right? The attorney general. It was meaningless. So what?
No consequences whatsoever for him. And you're exactly right. And in the Holder case is the second great instance of where Congress went wrong. But the first case was this 2008 Myers and Bolton case where they went to civil enforcement. And civil enforcement is just this kind of a legal proceeding between two institutions. The individuals who are caught up have no problem. They have no legal fees. So this is what happened. But the first thing you said in this interview is the crux of the matter. There's no consequential punishment.
None.
You and I are more afraid of, as a fact, there's a greater consequence if you don't pay a parking ticket.
Well, now hold on. In fairness, that's probably true for people that live inside the Beltway and know the game. If I was held in contempt of Congress, I bet I would pay a price different than Eric Holder or these other people. I mean, these people have privilege. Let's be honest.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There's a double standard that I think all of America is really sick of. And
Before we run out of time, how do we fix it? What do you aim to do to fix it? We've only got a couple of minutes here. I want to make sure we get to a solution.
Okay, two main things that need to happen. Congress needs to invoke its inherent contempt enforcement power. Inherent contempt is just a procedure where Congress can conduct a trial and convict someone of contempt and then punish them. Those punishments can include heavy personal fines or incarceration. This was used, as I said, exclusively and with great success up until the mid-1930s. Congress stopped doing it because it took too long and it was seen as unseemly. Good Government Now, our expert, congressional oversight expert Mort Rosenberg, has revised that historical procedure to make it just use fines and make it operate more quickly. And that's what we're recommending to Congress, that each House, the Senate and the House of Representatives, adopt this. And that way they can directly and quickly punish people rather than going into this civil enforcement nonsense that gets drawn out forever and it's inconclusive and they get nowhere. The second thing they should do is, I mentioned that the Bush administration refused to present the criminal contempt citation to a grand jury. Mr. Rosenberg has done extensive research and developed a plan whereby either House of Congress could appoint a private counsel to prosecute executive branch officials for criminal contempt under the federal statute in federal courts. And that's what we're recommending. There's ample constitutional or Supreme Court precedent for this, and that's what Congress should do. Take matters into its own hands, fully assert the rights of the American people to be entitled to the information that that they deserve.
I don't anticipate that. I don't anticipate that, Dr. Murphy. I mean, in the Democrat Party, you've got a group saying we're going for impeachment, a group saying we're not. Nancy Pelosi's, the children are out of control, frankly, in the yeah. House, and I don't see anything happen. I'll give you 15 seconds for the last word.
Well, I just encourage everyone, please come to our website at Good Government Now. There was a news story in Bloomberg yesterday indicating that House leadership is seriously considering our proposals.
Of course
contact
they are.
Your members of Congress.
Of course, they're considering the proposals now that Trump is in the White House. Didn't want to do it when Obama was, again, politics, all the rage. Dr. Murphy, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Steve. Great to be with you.
Greatly appreciated. Quick break on this Thursday. We'll be right back.